السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وبركاته عبد القادر صاحب نعمت وبركاته الله تعالى grant you and آفا عافيت اختصاب the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم and جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan نحمده ونسولي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak Honorable Day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 13th of Ramadan, 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa. Scan the sky tonight and you will see it's Laylatul Badr, 14th night, Chaudhwi Raat Ki Chand, the full moon. And in majority countries of the world, it's already the 14th night. And wherever they are, if they scan the sky, they will see it's Laylatul Badr, the full moon shining in its glory and beauty. Who brings about all these changes? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So now today we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur and verse number 31. In yesterday's lesson we informed you, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him. You tell and inform the believers, the believing men, they must lower their gazes. You can't be staring, ogling at the opposite gender. And وَيَحْفَذُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ and protect and guard your shame and your private part. Always read the dua and supplication, authentic hadith in Mustad Ahmad. Allahumma, every male, every female. Allahumma hassin, ha, sword, noon. Allahumma hassin farji. O Almighty Allah, fortify my private part. Ya Allah, protect my private part. Zalika azka lahum, that is purer for you. Inna Allaha khabirum bima yasna'un. Verily, Almighty Allah knows whatever they are doing in the darkness of the night or the brightness of the day. Now Almighty Allah is addressing the ladies, the females who have through iman, faith, conviction. Pay attention, you sisters, many, many lessons, and for the brothers also. Therefore, Siddiqa, our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, used to say, Allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur, teach your female surah Nur, chapter 24, comprising 64 verses. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, you address the believing women, Ya Rasulallah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what must they do? يَغْدُدُنَا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ, they must lower their gazes. All this Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Islamically, all haram, all this. وَيَحْفَظُنَا فُرُوجَهُنَّ, and they must guard their shame and their private part. All these affairs, premarital affairs and extramarital affairs, and remember sugar daddy, toy boy, joy boy, girlfriends, boyfriends, all haram in Islam. وَلَا يُبَدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ, and they're not allowed to expose their beauty. Now you're going outside, my sister. You're going to the hospital, you're going to the shop. So they're not allowed to expose their beauty. إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا, except that which is apparent. Now, obviously, you'll have your clothing on. Maybe you got a ring on, or you got, you must remember, a watch on, or these type of things now. So certain things obviously will be exposed and apparent, but that are now maaf and acceptable. There's no problem with that. And if you look at the word, is ma zahara minha, which means that becomes apparent, not azhara. You must not expose your beauty and your glory and so forth. Then next one, wal yadribna bi khumurihinna ala juyubihin. To understand this part of the verse, we need to analyze the word khumur. Khumur is the plural of khimar. When you study the word khamar, khimar, khamar is alcohol, intoxicants. Hadith in Sahih Muslim, al-khamru yukhamiru al-aqla. That there's people, Allah forbid, who take drugs, alcohol, they are covering their mind, they are becoming their intelligence, intellect. They can't think straight anymore. You're supposed to be, when we were young in school 60 years ago, they told us you must be sober like a judge. But how many judges are so sober today? So many of them have wine, dine and swine. So remember that. So that is khamar. So khumurihinna. So you must cover. Cover what, Ya Allah? Wal yadribna. And it's compulsory upon you, my sister. Bi khumurihinna. They have to cover. They with their cloth, with the material, with a scarf, with a chador. They are saying chador. In French and English, they say chador. Ala juyubihinna, on their bosoms, on their breast. So now you, my sister, you wore your dress, everything, but there's nothing there. So now your breast, the shape, the bosom, everything is apparent. So since when that is permissible, all that is absolutely haram. More so when you are going now in the public, where all the men can see you and so forth. And when it's tight fitting and so forth, Nisa'un kasiyatun ariyatun fil akhirah. That remember those women who wear such tight clothes, transparency through clothes, they will not even get Jannah. Never mind Jannah and paradise. Lam yajidna ra'ihat al Jannah. Even the fragrance of Jannah they will not get. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, Kitabul Libas wa Zina, the chapter on clothing and beauty and adornment. A woman's clothing especially must be based on haya, shame and modesty. For the men also, but for the women there's a greater emphasis. Remember that. So that is compulsory. One is your clothes, and above that you have to cover your bosom and your breast and so forth, and to cover your hair, cover your face. For all that we use chapter 33 verse 59, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qulli azwajik, tell your honorable wives, Wa banatik, your beloved daughters, Wa nisa'il mu'mineen, and the believing men, their women, my wife, my mother, my sister, my daughter, my niece, auntie, so all of them are included. Yudanina alayhinna min jalabi bihin. So they have to wear the jilbab, that is the outer garment for the entire body. So one is the khimar, that is, you just cover your bosom and so forth. But now when you are going outside, so now you cover your face, you cover your hair, you cover all that. So a woman is meant to be covered because she is so valuable in Islam. Now in front of whom can you expose your beauty? You see? Now pay attention, my mother's sisters. Wala yubadina zinatahunna. And you cannot expose your beauty, your hair, your face, your arms, all that you cannot expose except illa libu'ulatihinna, except to your husbands. So between you and your husband, there is no hijab, there is no parda. Husband, wife, in bed and so forth, that you are without clothes to fulfill conjugal relationship. So all that would be permissible. But Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the hadith in Ibn Majah, don't behave like the donkeys and so forth. Use a sheet and use a, you know, a blanket or something to cover yourself. That is part of haya. which is in shame and modesty, an integral part of our faith and conviction. But anyway, husband, wife, remember, some people say if you look at your wife's private part, you will go blind. All the Molana should be blind already. So what you say, Junaid Mota, we all should be blind. So remember, that is not authentic there. That you'll go blind and all these things. Maybe that's why we're wearing spectacles. So you must remember that. That is not authentic. You must remember that. In fact, if you look at Hidayah and the great work of the Hanafis, so there is something else mentioned there on that topic. Anyway, so husband, wife, no hijab, no parda between the two. So remember that, that is now. But you mustn't be now running around, you understand, in your birthday suit. Say, no, I'm chasing my wife in the passage and all that, you understand. We got a race, you understand. So, iyyaka wattahriya, abstain from nudity. Fa inna ma'akum man la yufarikukum. In Islam, there is that creation that is with you, who never separates from you, and that is your malaika, your angels. Now pay attention. From now, what we are saying is for the others. Now, yeah, it means you, my daughter, my sister. You must cover from above your bosom, your breast, to below the knees, so your face, your hair, your arms can be exposed. I'm not saying you must expose it. I'm explaining to you the fatwa and the masla, and you need to understand it properly. Oh, abaihinna. Or in front of your own biological father. Oh, Aba ibuulatihinna, or your father-in-law. How Allah Ta'ala says, wa amma wa ummahatu nisaikum. I am the mahram for my mother-in-law. I can never ever marry her. Chapter 4, verse 23. So, yeah, daughter-in-law and father-in-law, so you can expose your face, your hair, your arms. But where the husband, where the father-in-law, the husband's father, the father-in-law, he's got some other bad intentions, hanky-panky business, then remember you must be circumspect and you must never be alone with him, especially nowadays, so many incidents. Allah protect us. Oh, abana'ihinna, or their own sons, so you can expose your beauty to your own son. Oh, abana'ibu'ulatihinna, or your husband's son, your stepsons. Your husband was married before, his wife passed away, he divorced her, he came with sons. So now you and his sons, so remember, there's no parda between you. They can never ever marry you, O sister. O ikhwanihinna, or their brothers. Brothers, full brothers, half brothers, all included. O bani ikhwanihinna, or your brother's sons, you see, nephews. So you, the sister, your brother, his sons, so your nephew from your brother's side. O bani akhawatihinna, or your sisters, their sons. So nephews from your sister's side. Now understand all this here. Hear this explanation. Don't get confused and don't blow your fuses. Oh, nisa'ihinna. So you must remember all their women. Women, some ulama translated, that only Muslim women, that in front of them, you can expose your arms, your face, your hair, all these things here. In front of non-Muslim women, you can't do that. That is taqwa, that is precaution. If you expose, for example, take an easy example. In your house, you have a maid, right? And she's working for you. So now between you, the Muslim lady, the madam, and the domestic, the helper, so now there's no parda between you. So if you expose your arms, your face, your hair, all that would be permissible. That is the fatwa. Go open Ma'ariful Quran and you will see what Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah wrote. He passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976. So we need to be very, very clear on that issue. So yeah, to say Muslima only, so that is taqwa and piety. But the fatwa will be, you can interact Muslim lady with a non-Muslim lady and your face, your arm, your hair, all that is exposed, the fatwa will be permissible. O ma malakat aymanuhunna, O you the lady, what your right hand owns. Remember, yeah, the ulama, صحابہ تابعین فونداس لا تغرنکم هذه الآية. This ayah must not now deceive you. هذه في الإناث love is zukur. This is when you, lady, you have female slaves. Then between you and your female slaves, there is no parda and hijab and so forth. If you got male slaves, then parda is compulsory. Today, look at our society. We have a gardener, we have a cook, we have a security. The husband is gone, the children are gone. You are left alone with him. How many incidents we know, some hanky-panky business took place between her, the madam, and the cook. The cook can be from Malawi, or from Hammanskraal, or from India, Pakistan. It's haram for you to be alone with him. And then you have the gardener. Then you have, you must remember, security. They're in and out of the house, and you are alone with him. How can that ever be justified? So this verse here, this portion, O ma malakat aymanuhunna, refers to females only, and not to male. Inshallah, from there, we will continue tomorrow till the ending of the verse, inshallah. Therefore, the surah. Let me just give you two things. I am guilty. You are guilty. 90% of us are guilty. I have my father, right? He passed away 2nd Ramadan 1982. So he has brothers. So all of them passed away on a Friday. So Ibrahim Kaka and Jusa Kaka and this thing. So Abdul Kaka all passed away on a Friday. Rahimahullah. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So now my Kaka, my Chacha, their wife, Chachi, my father's brother, so that uncle's wife, so we can call Kaki or Chachi or auntie, me and my father's brother's wife, so my auntie, we can't shake hands, we can't embrace. I can marry her after my uncle passes away. It will shock some people, but that is what Sharia teaches us. Sometimes we do it, remember that we all are guilty. But remember, Islamically, that is not permissible. You understood? When I used to come from Karachi, these aunties and them, they all used to be so happy. Like a mother, they would catch me and kiss me and all these kind of things, you see. So that's what I mean, we're guilty. That time we didn't even know all these things properly. So now we must exercise caution in that. Another one, just to give you a little bit shock, you know, what we take so lightly. My mother, her brother, my Mamaji. So Hafiz Umar, first Mehman Hafiz. 1942, he started Hafiz in Stanerton by Hazrat Moana Zubair Ali. Mamaji in Stanerton. 42, he started. 44, he finished. So my Mamaji is my mother's brother. So his wife, my Mami, Mumani in Urdu. So I can't shake hand with her, and she can't shake hand with me. She can't embrace me. I can't embrace her. You see that? I can marry her after my Mamaji's demise and so. So we need to understand. Now today we just make everything kullu halal, zonge lungile. We must be very careful. This is Sharia. There are no two opinions on that. So we need to be very, very clear on all these issues. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 13th of Ramadan, 1446, South Africa. Other countries, 14th Ramadan. Listen to the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, globally. United Nations report, Israel is guilty of, remember, sexual violence against the Palestinians. And this sexual violence is systematic, and it seems like it's coming from the top. Then the prime minister or ministers telling them, you cause harm sexually to the Palestinians. These are haramis we're talking about. A cursed nation, the swines and the pigs they are. That is what Quran calls them, whether you like it or not. Chapter 5, verse 60. And monkeys, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Smotrich, the harami, thus came in. I sent it out yesterday, either to your groups or either on the. So you must remember that, what you call that thing when I sent it out. So the S, that word starts, you must remember that. So anyway, that, you know. So I sent it out, you must remember, but I'll send it out today also. So the Jewish press says he will resign by Sunday, not the Sunday. Next Sunday we say good riddance, go to hell. So status, you must remember, I sent it out to the status. Definitely that I sent, I know. On the group sometime, I'm not sure if I sent it. So he will resign. We say good riddance, you harami. We must hang you and Ben Gvir for all the harm you committed to the Palestinians. Trump, trumpeting away. He says no more expulsion of Gaza. That is Trump. One day he will speak good and one day he will speak evil. So you must remember that. So one day he will speak hot, one day he will speak cold. So that is from the harami. In the end, Hamas remains. Haaretz newspaper, hey you jutlas, hey you jutli Zionists, that is your writer, Gideon Levy writes. In the end, Hamas remains. Hamas is strong. Hamas will take you on. Because they prepare to fight to the death. You can't do that, you haramis. Putin says the temporary ceasefire with Ukraine. I need more details. You can't tell me I'm assigned, but I don't know what the details are. 100% Putin is right. The Jews protest. Yeah, we congratulate these Jews, American Jews, some of them. They are protesting right in front of the Trump Tower in New York. And they say that Mahmoud Khalid must be released. He is innocent and he committed no crime. So at least those Jews, we will say, well done to you. Zelensky criticizes Putin, that's expected. UN report on genocide, and they said that they are guilty of genocide to a great extent. Yes, you can play around with the words. That is Israel, obviously, what they did in Gaza. Bibi Netanyahu is catching it from all sides. He can't tell Trump anything. There's own court and judicial system. So far, he had to appear 17 times. And he smashed the table in court. The judge told him, hey, you lower your tone, your voice here. You don't come smash tables here and make noise here. You see? So they got him. And next stop for you, BB, you're going straight to jail, you harami. I'll send out something today. All the organizations, countries say Israel is guilty, but on top the caption reads, only Israel is speaking the truth. So it's a very interesting one. I sent it on my status, and you will send it out today. So you must see, Israel, chutlas are condemned. And you squatters, you get out from Palestine, go back to from where you came to. Syria, the leader, says that we're going to have Islamic rule for the next 5 years. This is just all talk, you know, and this type of thing. John Hopkins University. So Trump is trumpeting away. No more aid. They have to fire 2,000 personnel. One of the leading research universities in America, if you know. Trump tariff to blow up the dollar hegemony. He will blow up the US dollar himself. Trump the harami. If you know anything about finance and about business, the SS&P there in America, 500. So you must remember another bloodbath, and they lost more than 10 points yesterday. So people have lost confidence in America, in Trump, and remember that investing there. So they're losing millions and billions and sometimes trillion dollars a day. Trump critical of Canada. So the surcharge for electricity. But when Israel switches off electricity on Gaza, he is quiet. Trump says, you European Union, I will charge you 200% taxes on your alcohol and so forth. In Medina Munawwara, lesson of Muslim, 1.5 million dates are distributed daily in Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Nabawi. So what do you have to say about that? Excellent. US and Europe are drifting far apart from one another, and Putin is clapping his hands. Tesla, that is, you must remember, of Elon Musk. So there's a nice cartoon there in the Haaretz. The car is cut in half, you see that? So saying that your business is falling apart. Trump, Irish golf course. So now damaged, and they'll say the other day it was the Scottish one. Now it's the Irish one. Very good. Inshallah, in April, the price of fuel will decrease. And that's not an April Fool joke. It's a reality. South Africa to withdraw troops from the DRC. What the hell were you doing there? Your army is hopeless, good for nothing. Just like your ministers and deputy ministers can't even pass the budget. Good for nothing, you are. And remember that today, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Aku and Mozaid. 11:30 will be the khutbah from Makkah. It is Sheikh Sudais today. And in Medina Munawwara, Sheikh Huzaifi. Both sides are the heavyweights, you see that. What an honor for Sheikh Huzaifi. Last week was Ahmad Huzaifi, his son. And this time is the big Sheikh, Ali bin Abdurrahman Huzaifi. More than 40 years Imam of Masjid Nabawi. I will be there in Trichat, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. My brother Ahmed Abdi of Somalia will pick me up. The two of us will go, inshallah, to Trichat, and then we will translate the khutbah. 25 past 12 will be the Azan, and from Masjid Usman, 12:30 the Bayan will start. Jazakallahu khairan to my brother Qasim, Qasim Hashim, Qasim Osman, whichever surname you like. So Masjid Usman, they organize that. We have sent Masjid live, so we will take it live, inshallah al-Aziz. 12:30, the lecture from Masjid Usman, direct live to the world, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Make dua for the sinner, make dua for the ummah. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.